Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. The big sleep. Have you noticed that often when we go into a shop in the UK and the item that we need is out of stock, we're told that it will be in on Tuesday? Similarly, in Spain, the response is the predictable mañana. However, this is not the case in the Canary Islands. Here we have a much more elaborate response, given with a shrug of the shoulders of, it'll be about 6 weeks as it has to come by boat from Barcelona. It is something that after the initial frustrations, we learn to accept. After all, we do have the most wonderful climate, and the worry about getting a certain design of wall tile quickly fades into insignificance. So what does the 15th of August mean to you? Well, it is the Feast of the Assumption, Independence Day for India, Liberation Day for South Korea, and most importantly, Madonna's birthday, for starters. Yes, the 15th of August is an important day for many people around the world, and most importantly, for the good people of these small islands, it is the official beginning of the big sleep. I say it is the official beginning of the big sleep because in reality it's really been going on since the beginning of July and will no doubt continue to the end of September. The 15th of August is more like the official climax to a summer of doing very little or maybe doing nothing at all, which is even more poignant during this period of recession and major unemployment on the islands. As much as I enjoy living and working in Spain in general, and the Canary Islands in particular, I have to confess that I do find the 15th of August irritating. Of course, it is the traditional beginning of the 2 weeks summer break taken by many people of Mediterranean countries. After all, the days are hot and sticky, and the temperature is not conducive to any form of excessive physical activity. It makes a great deal of economic, health and common sense to close down building operations and any form of manufacturing during these heady summer days. I have no problem with this at all. What I do have a problem with are post offices, banks and council offices. Why is it that post offices, banks and government offices also decide to reduce their opening hours at a time when the holiday season and the number of visitors are at their peak? Why, in the comfort of their air-conditioned palaces, do post office, bank and government staff suddenly decide to operate a go-slow for most of July, August and September? Postal deliveries are all but suspended. Customers wishing to post a postcard home or pay their water bills join an endless queue, little realising that it will be at least 2 hours before they escape their torment. Good-natured but wily Canarians know all about such trials of life. After all, they usually have the good sense to bring in a packed lunch with them and camp outside the post office or bank for much of the morning and treat it as a social occasion. After all, they've been through it all so many times before. There seems to be no concept of staggering holidays for workers in these offices, let alone providing relief staff to cover holiday absences. These services tend to grind to a near standstill. It only seems to be the British, Germans and Scandinavians who show any form of irritation. Most Canarians simply shrug off the inconvenience with a smile and return in September. So on the basis of, if you can't beat them, join them, maybe it's time for us all to shift into another gear. Well, I'm off now for a swim, a lounge on the sunbed with a good book and another gin and tonic. Have a wonderful 15th of August and enjoy the big sleep. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.